This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition continues here into hour number three. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about anything you want, 855-450-3733. Or sound better by calling us on Discord. Our Discord server is available to you 24 hours a day. There's people in there chatting at all hours of the day and night. It's a pretty cool thing, and it's free to use, so head over to discord.lrn.fm. If it's during show hours, you can jump into one of those on-air call-in line rooms, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Let's go to the phones to the fun to start things out. We got Bob. He's in Holland, Michigan, listening to WHTC, longtime affiliate there on Saturday nights. Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. I've been to New Hampshire. It's a wonderful state on your way through. And West Michigan, we've got the FBI putting...
FBI's putting microchips in people?
Yeah, they want to replace the fingerprint system, and they force people to do this, or they do it covertly. And
really?
It's like the book 1984 by George Orwell. They're also installing trouble schools, two-way TVs, the cable system, the watch.
Now, hold on. Slow down here, Bob. Let me see if I can follow what you're saying. So the microchip allegations, you're saying they're forcing them onto people? Are there kind of evidence of this, or is this just like a theory?
I'm a scientist. I've interviewed people, and they refuse to do it, but they put people in a mental hospital, but they inject it in the middle of the night at people, and there's a issue the World of News years ago talked about the government secret plan to put a microchip in everybody in the United States the size of a grain of rice. They wanted to create a PFAS.
Yeah, there's been the conspiracy theory folks have been promoting this theory for for decades.
It's been around for a long time.
I can remember it back to early Alex Jones videos from the late 1990s where they were talking about this technology, and they certainly have the technology. So this isn't like, some space age kind of thing. It's here.
It's not like it couldn't happen.
Normally you hear about it in the context of, I remember there was a story, I think it was within the last decade, where there was some club that was offering a chip to, like a dance club, like a, you know, nightclub, offering a chip to their VIPs or whatever, and that way they can just like wave right in the front door.
Right.
They don't have to show ID and that kind of thing. And so they were trying to get people to voluntarily take these chips. But you're saying that you believe, Bob, that the FBI is forcibly chipping people in crazy wards?
Well, they do it as a pretext. And I also want to mention, years ago I was abducted by the U.S. Marshals in Grand Rapids, and a guy pulled up his sleeve and he had the tattoo 666 on his left arm and little devils on there. And I heard about the 666.
Why would he pull up his sleeve to show you that?
Well, I don't know if you know about demons, but he looked pretty demonic to me. He had little
demons.
Things in his eyes. Mm. And, it's a kind of strange thing, but they have a plan to, I call it legalized slavery in the United States. They want to charge people with a crime and use it for cheap labor. And
that's true. Like, I don't know if all the other things you said were true, but that is true. And that is absolutely what the war on drugs has been used for over so many years.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob, for the call tonight, where they take, just drug-using folks who are otherwise productive. They, have a favorite recreational drug. We talked about a lot of them earlier in the show. And then they charge them with the so-called drug crimes, and they get themselves a conviction, because most people take the plea deal, and then they go to work for the state. And
so you're saying you agree with the demon guy?
No, only on that one point.
I agree with the demon guy.
Yeah, the whole demons thing.
You immediately lose me with demons. I'm sorry.
The devil. I love metal.
And just like, I am just done once demons are mentioned.
Yeah.
And
if somebody comes out of the crazy,
it's not that radical. I mean, people have believed in demons. There are probably more people in the world right now that believe in demons,
probably
of some sort, spirits or mischievous creature, whatever, than people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
But man, for me, that's Dark Ages stuff.
Well, people used to think folks having seizures were possessed by demons. So
they did. you know.
All right, well, I believe in that one instance.
Didn't they think that demons were cause of all kind of illness at one point?
Well, I know that, so Jesus met a guy who had demons, drove him into a legion of pigs, and the pigs ran off a cliff, I presume getting rid of the demons in the process. Does that kill the demons, or do they just have to go back to hell? I don't know.
Thank you, Bob, for the caution.
How do we run modern pigs off the edge of a cliff?
Right. Why don't we just drive all the people with illnesses into the pigs and then drive them?
I was referring to
Are pigs dumb enough to just run off a cliff? I mean, they're supposed to be pretty smart.
It sounds very Pied Piper-ish.
Look, I don't know what happened with the pigs. Don't expect me to tell you what happened.
You're on the radio, Mark. Are you not an expert?
Well, I am an expert. I believe that the story is false.
Well, yeah, and I don't, you know, while I won't put it past the FBI to forcibly, you know, put chips in somebody, I don't know if I buy the claim that they're going into crazy wards in the middle of the night and chipping people. I mean, maybe they are, but it's not coming from a real reliable source. You know, if somebody just left the crazy ward and is telling you about how it was the FBI that forcibly chipped them in the middle of the night, I don't know if I'm going to, I don't know if I'm going to assign a lot of legitimacy.
The truth is out there.
To that viewpoint. What do you think about that one, Mark? Did you buy the crazy ward force chipping story?
I thought that he was the most coherent person that's claimed microchips or microchipping people is real that we've heard in a long time.
However, he wasn't saying it happened to him personally, so that must mean he's heard it from people, which, again, not a whole lot of evidence. If there is a microchip within you, then shouldn't there be a way to scan it, right? Shouldn't there be some way to, oh, yeah, you got a microchip? Well, let's get the scanner out and see if you've actually, okay, there it is. You know? Right. Huh?
Yeah.
Whenever you guys say chips without saying microchips, when you just chips, I think I get the song from that television
TV show.
The California with Punch and John and Eric Estrada.
So, Mark, let's talk about these.
I'm old.
Easily offended people. There's a scientific study that's going to tell us the obvious.
Yeah, I pulled up. I was searching for microchips. Hold on, give me a second here. Right. This is from ScienceDirect.com, and basically the abstract of this study says that for all the news stories devoted to individuals taking offense to various issues, little is known about these individuals or their work-related habits. To address this important gap in organizational and societal knowledge, the reported research draws on cognitive interference theory to define and measure the proclivity to be offended. We're going to call that PTBO from here on out, proclivity to be offended. All right, so help me out.
Karenism is a little shorter.
Fine.
BO sounds like smelly to me.
This measure is hypothesized to serve as an off-task stimuli. Whatever that means, and results in a time-separated multi-source study found PTBO, that's proclivity to be offended, negatively relates to employees' task performance and citizenship behavior. So not only is a person who is easily offended a poor employee and should be avoided at all costs, but they're just an a-hole generally.
Shocking.
Right.
We have the science to prove it.
But in this, we now have a science. We now have a society that's based on people that are offended. Right. Like it's all about, you know, a friend was telling me today about, they had to have this meeting at their Montessori school because it was racist to have a big red sign that had sharp corners on it.
Huh?
Right.
How's that racist?
There wasn't the explanation was never forthcoming because people
what
are crazy.
What did the sign say?
Montessori school.
Oh.
It said the name of the school and then Montessori school.
Well, if it was red, it could have been communist. Maybe it was, no?
It couldn't have been anything.
No.
You don't listen to people with psychopathy and expect that you're going to get reasonable explanations.
Who was the one who was offended by this? Was it one of the board members of the school? Was it
a
parent?
No, it was a lady. It was a parent that had been given a free tuition.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't even have any skin in the game.
No.
Gotcha. I don't know about you guys, but I look forward to the day when the word racist means, like, NASCAR fan or something like that.
Same here.
Yeah. That's the worst kind of easily offended person, is a person who has no actual claim to anything, right? Like, they're not even a real customer.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they come in there and start getting offended about things. Like, you didn't even pay us, lady.
Yeah.
There you
go. Ridiculous.
going on here, and positively relates to counterproductive behavior as rated by one's supervisor. So bosses consider these people that are easily offended to be more likely to be counterproductive.
How can you be productive if you're complaining? You can't do productivity and complain at the same time.
Yep, right? There's a percentage of the population you simply do not want working at your business.
Yeah, but how much larger is that percentage these days than it was 20 years ago? It seems like it's cultural now to be offended. 855-450-FREE. Are you offended? Call in.
Maxwell, she's scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to say thanks to Liberty.menu. It's a great website. to help the Liberty community. So it's only for folks who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if that describes you, if you love freedom, then you should get over to liberty.menu because you can list the things you do there. Maybe you get a business. You want more, you want more people to come into your business. Whether it's online or in real life, you can list it there. It's a map-based site, so you can easily see where these things are. Digital content creators, there's a category for you. And if you're putting together an event, Liberty.menu can help you list that as well. It's Liberty.menu, and it's free to use, so head on over there. You can also use code FDL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at Liberty.menu. So we continue. We've been talking about this story, Mark, that comes from a science website.
A story so offensive that Mark has barely gotten into it.
I don't know if there's much more to say about it.
There's not much more to say about it. That's basically the whole thing.
Yeah, people who
I'm offended that there's not more to the story.
Just to summarize, science has found now that people who are easily offended are terrible employees.
They're not productive, yeah. And they're also looked or frowned upon by their supervisors, right?
Right. So they, basically they're poor performers. In fact, they may even be counterproductive to the business.
Absolutely.
And so
they're always finding something wrong.
People with the potential to be offended, as they refer to them as, also had implications for employees' self-reported job satisfaction and workplace engagement. Building on the idea that the potential to be offended may also influence the way that employees view their organization's actions overall, organizational justice was hypothesized and found to mediate the relationship between people with the propensity to be offended and both employees' behavior and attitudes. Implications for managers and organizations concerned with modern societal movements are discussed. So, basically, not only that people who have potential to be offended negatively relates to their task performance, mm-hmm. as far as productivity, and citizenship behavior, meaning they're a-holes, and it also means it's more likely that they have counterproductive behavior as reported by their supervisor. It also means that people don't want to work with them.
Why would you want to work with somebody who's always complaining about something?
Right.
So I mean, look, I get it. If something's actually wrong, you should bring that to a manager's attention and, right. And try to get that remedied, whatever that problem is. So I'm not saying you shouldn't complain about a thing when the time is right, but these people, that's just all they ever look at. That's their perspective in life, is to find things that are wrong or to find things that are upsetting to them so they can bitch about it.
I guess if you were doing, a study to put together an article on people who are easily offended, you might wish to assemble a group of easily offended people to ask them questions and ascertain their biases.
Find these people to study anyway?
But outside of that,
I don't know how they found them.
They did it by direct science, dude. Right. It's sciencedirect.com.
But you got to put an ad in something, right, to get the participants.
Are you
easily offended?
Yeah. Maybe they go to a business and,
give us your most easily offended employee. We'd like to talk to them. We'll pay them or something that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
But I can tell you that I don't disagree with any of this, and that's the reason I didn't dig too deeply into it is because, that makes perfectly good sense.
So coming up, there's a sad story, Captain, that I think you have about a wife who has taken a job at a nursing home because she has previously been unable to see her loved one. Is it her husband that's in there, or father?
That is correct.
So we'll tell you about that story. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, because during this whole COVID crackdown insanity, medical, authoritarian hellscape state that we've been seeing on the rise, one of the things that people have been prohibited from doing in a lot of places is going to a nursing home.
Yeah.
Even if you have an elderly grandmother or mother or father that's in that nursing home, or husband, you've got somebody you care about in that nursing home. Sorry, you can't go see them.
Yeah.
They're probably going to die without ever seeing you again.
It's a terrible situation that I wish I had better answers for, but at the same time, I get why they're trying to protect their residents.
Sure.
I mean, they have the highest risk population, and don't forget that a large percentage of the people that have died in nursing homes.
Yeah.
And in large part
they
because
sent sick people into the nursing.
Yeah, in large part because
states.
Of the mistakes made by
on purpose.
Yeah, Cuomo and his administration right. in New York. But you know, it's not easy. I have a friend that I visit or did visited,
right.
I guess
regularly.
Weekly,
yeah.
And
he's pretty elderly.
He's got to be 90 now.
Wow.
And he's celebrated a birthday, and it's all done without me.
He celebrated his birthday alone, right?
Right. They're locked in their rooms.
Oh, you can have a staff. You know, the staff will bring you a birthday cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all you get.
Right. I mean, it's worse than any prison.
That's awful.
A whole bunch of people celebrated birthdays alone during the quote quarantine unquote.
Yep.
The great quarantine of 2020.
Oh, but then there was also the drive-by birthday celebrations. Did you hear about those?
Yeah.
Where the family members would honk their horns as they drove by the house.
Chuck a present over the top of the car into the yard.
What would make more sense to me is just to make, and again, this is not my field of expertise, but what make more sense to me is make on-site housing for the staff and pay them sort of a hazard pay kind of situation and say, hey, look, right now we're in lockdown and you're not leaving. You know, you can't go home to your family or whatever, but to keep that community, you know, open to itself, you know, so that, right, the people aren't locked in their rooms because that's
so
terrible.
So the elderly folks can't even associate with each other?
In many cases, yes. That's
oh, my God.
Remember, these are...
I mean, it's depressing. You've been in nursing homes before, right? Like, it's depressing to even just go in and look at a group of people in a nursing home, but to say that they're now being separated from even the people within the home, that's just... I mean, that's torture, almost.
Just stuck in their rooms.
Go ahead and kill me now. Like, that's awful.
Yeah, why not check out is one of the thoughts I have. Check out and go someplace. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I wonder what the culture of fear is like there, too.
Yeah.
Because it's bad everywhere else.
Well, you have every reason to be concerned if you're over the age of 70 about this this virus. I mean, it could...
Or maybe you don't care. Maybe you're like, you know what? I'd rather have a life. Whatever semblance of a life I can have rather than living in fear constantly.
I know a 79-year-old that says just that.
Yeah.
That my life is my life and I'm going to live it. I don't have much left.
Right.
And I'm going to live it.
It ain't living sitting in a room, an 8x8 or 8x10 or whatever room all by yourself.
She's going to have her cocktails. She's going to go out to eat.
Yeah.
She'll wear a mask. You know, she takes precautions. She's washing her hands. She's not just, you know, French kissing sailors on the dock or
we
anything.
We had a feisty lady in her 70s call when I think you were gone. It was just me and the captain on Saturday night. She called a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And she was
Rose or something?
I don't recall, but her attitude was just like, F it. I'm going to do what I want.
She was fantastic.
And I don't care about what the risks are. That's, I think, you know, a nice attitude to have. But if you want to live in fear, there's plenty of fear around.
Right.
That you can infect yourself with.
I used to go to nursing homes to, you know, try and pick up ladies. Not in the nursing homes, but like you meet an elderly lady or a guy, and they're like, "Oh, you're so nice. You would my granddaughter is single. She would really like you," kind of a thing.
Really?
Right? You know, yeah. Before
Did
there were apps
out?
For day, like no, not really.
Oh well. All right, so you're gonna tell us a sad story about this coming up here in a moment.
I will.
855-450-FREE is the number for you to join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Saturday was seen wearing a face mask while touring Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The president telling reporters he's never been opposed to masks.
I think it's a great thing to wear a mask. I've never been against masks.
The president also talking for the first time about his decision to commute the sentence of Roger Stone.
I'm very happy with what I did.
As coronavirus cases across the country continue to increase, Colorado Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper has a message for everyone.
If you're somehow waiting to wear a mask till the governor tells you to, I hope you've heard that I'm telling you to. And if I haven't been clear, I'm telling you to wear a mask.
The number of people testing positive for coronavirus in the Democratic-led state do continue to increase as well, although it's not getting as much attention as certain states run by Republicans, such as Florida and Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News. In the aftermath of numerous protests, many Minneapolis police officers are resigning. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach.
Phoenix Democratic Mayor Kate Gallego said on Friday that one major health care provider in her city was being forced to order refrigerated trucks because its hospitals did not have enough capacity in their morgues anymore. Those comments drawing immediate backlash from Abrazo Health, who released a statement saying their hospitals currently have adequate morgue space. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
And also, we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. We're going to go to those phone calls. But coming up, Captain, you'll be telling us a very sad story about a wife who desperately wanted to see her husband, who was in a nursing home, so she did it the only way she could think to do it. She got a job.
She took a job.
Yep. So we'll tell you about it on the way. But first, Mike is on the line. He's in Gold Bar, Washington, listening to KBKW there. Go ahead,
Mike.
How
are you guys doing today? Hi, Captain.
Hey,
is anybody on an apartment? Any of you guys on an apartment building? I have a golden ticket from Willy Wonka.
No.
What does that mean?
I have a veteran's base. Okay, it's welfare, but the VA gives it to you. It's the same thing. And they pay for your rent, and you just pay a third of your income. So if you have a place with where I can get my wheelchair in the door and have a bar around the toilet, you can rent me an apartment for the rest of my life in Keene. It's a nice place.
When you say a bar around the toilet, are you talking about cocktails and, you know, dancing girls?
That would be in the front, Captain. But really, it's funny because I talked to a slumlord, and he goes, oh, it costs a fortune, and here's what it is. It's two elbows and a pipe. Bolts
right
to the wall.
It's nothing.
That's all
to
it
put,
is.
I mean, I had to put that into my mother's house.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Right. It's just a bar that you can hoist yourself off of the wheelchair.
Right.
You've seen these curved bars.
Yeah, just enough. Right. You can get the stuff at home. Anyway, I'm kind of kidding, but I did look at Keene, and it's a beautiful town, I have to say.
It is.
If you were a painter, you know, the buildings and all that.
Yeah.
you guys were talking earlier about the huffers and puffers at work and...
Yeah, the easily offended people with a high potential to be offended.
I fall right in. I fell right into that cat. Okay, so I spent 6 years after high school in the Army, four of them a sergeant, of course, in charge of everything. Mm-hmm. And when I got out, though, I immediately had to work menial jobs because, you know, I didn't really know anything except for how to make people do stuff.
Well, yeah, it turns out knowing how to blow things up and shoot people isn't the most valuable skill.
So when you work at Beacons, that's not a big deal. But anyway, so I did that for years where I really was easily offended because I'd always been in charge. And finally, I lost the job. And the guy said, look, you're not a sergeant anymore. I'm so sorry. But because I was just constantly. But then I went to work for myself. I had a pretty big lawn company up in the San Juan Islands where I made enough money to support me and my wife. Nice. And when I hired people, it was every time it was the same thing. It didn't matter what you had to have these lawns perfect. They were Navy pilots. They were the people that built the American Cup race boat. They were high dollar, you know, so everything had to be absolutely. And I could not ever have an employee that didn't just whine. And so I got a taste of it on both sides.
Wow.
You know, people pick the wrong job.
They say.
They picked the wrong job.
And by the way, for a lot of I may not have been the greatest employee either. It was in times gone by, and I think it's just sometimes people are better better bosses than better business owners than they are employees. I don't think I'm a good boss, I do like to work for myself.
You go to the airport without ID, correct? Is that you? Was that you?
I think that was
Sam Dodson did that.
Yeah, Sam Dodson did that.
Okay, anyways,
but I went through a border patrol checkpoint that was inside the United States, and I refused to tell them that I was a U.S. citizen.
That's right. So I can imagine you being an employee. I get it. I understand.
Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate
you guys have a good night.
Me,
thanks.
Yes, sir.
Hater, Mike. I still want to have a bar in a bathroom. I think that'd be great.
Just because you can't put the drink down.
I gotta go take a leak.
Oh, hey. Yeah, sure.
Mix me up another one of these
Manhattans over here. Right. Yeah. While you're going from one end, you're bringing more in on the other end, right?
I don't know if I'd go quite that far.
All right. Let's get to the story.
So this is from WFSB Eyewitness News 3. This is in Florida, by the way.
Of course.
Wife takes dishwasher job at nursing home so she can see husband with Alzheimer's. A Florida woman separated from her beloved husband for 114 days.
Jeez.
Accepted a dishwashing job at a nursing home where he lives so they could finally see each other. Quote, after 114 days, I got to hug my husband today.
God, it's been that long?
Yeah. I also washed a lot of dishes,
so.
Mary Daniel wrote on Facebook. Proof where there's a will, there's a way. Now, I mean, okay, I applaud this lady for her resourcefulness, right? She had it. She was separated from her loved one. She had a desire to do so.
Sure.
She, you know, sort of figured out a way to get around it to make it happen.
She worked the system.
And so I applaud her for that. I do not applaud the circumstances
at which she had to go through.
Why they were separated and all that kind of thing.
One would ask the question, if it's okay for the dishwasher to see her husband at the nursing home, why isn't it okay for the lady to see? Like, what makes the dishwasher a safer person to see their loved one at the nursing home? I mean, if this is how you have to go about seeing your loved one, then apparently there's some holes in the system.
Why did McDonald's and Walmart get to stay open while everybody else had to close during the, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing about this that makes any sense. It's all completely arbitrary. It's all done for show. I think a lot of it is just to make people think, oh, well, we care and we're doing things. Even though you can find the holes in the system.
Yeah. To protect patients and prevent the spread of coronavirus, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis banned visitations to nursing homes, but Mary was determined to see her husband. I told him I'd be there with him holding his hand, she told First Coast News. We tried a window visit. He just cried. You can't explain it to him, she continued. After appearing on the local news station last month, the nursing home called Mary and offered her a job as a dishwasher.
Oh, interesting.
Nursing home called her. Interesting. I didn't know that. She finally reunited with her husband on July 3rd after nearly 4 months. Huh. He was teary-eyed, Mary said. He touched my face even with my mask on.
Oh, jeez.
Due to a resurgence of coronavirus cases in the state, Florida is extending the ban on visitations in nursing homes for another 2 months.
When will it end?
I don't think it will.
Well, I mean,
look, will you ever get to see your loved ones again before they die?
A reminder, in these uncertain times, the times have never been certain, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't worry. There's still going to be tens of thousands of people dying per week from the flu and a variety of sniffly sort of illnesses.
Some other virus or bacteria is coming.
Yep, it's coming. And
sorry,
it's
you don't
not
get to ever
safe.
See grandma again.
It's never going to be safe.
Oh, well, you can call on Skype. Oh, you can call on Zoom. That makes it better, right?
I mean, you know, I think these window visits are probably better than nothing. But, man, you can see.
Yeah, they let you do that in jail, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
you can use a video.
My grandfather had a milestone birthday recently, and I was sent some photos of the gathering. I was unable to attend, but it warmed my heart to see people
together.
Hugging. Yeah, hugging, holding hands, you know, sort of group photos. Everybody's touching each other, arm around each other kind of stuff. I was like, that's great.
Thank goodness he's not in a home.
Because I did not want to see a photo filled with all of my family in masks, standing 6 feet away from each other in an attempt to celebrate the birthday of my grand. That just would have sucked.
Yesterday, there was a story that we shared that now they're saying you need to wear a mask in your own home. This is what the Texas Department of Health or whatever.
Well, hang on just a second, because this lady, Mary, has created a Facebook group called Caregivers for Compromise, because isolation kills too.
Yeah.
Urging the governor to reconsider visits under certain circumstances. So that's the wrap up.
Wow.
There.
That is sad.
So I applaud her for, you know, doing what she needed to do to get in contact with her loved one.
Yep.
I hate everything else surrounding it.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number tonight. And there is no indication that these government goons are going to let things go back.
What
to
happened to 2 weeks? Remember? Oh, it's just for 2 weeks, guys. Just
2 weeks.
Now.
It's four months.
It's just 2 weeks. 45 million unemployed later.
And if you look at the CDC's numbers, deaths don't seem to be going up in America.
Well, the narrative changed from deaths to cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, now it's cases. Yeah. But if these people who are having cases are basically not having symptoms, why am I supposed to be concerned?
The survival rate is still over 99%.
Yes. If you had if you were diagnosed with a cancer that had a survivability rate of 99%, you'd probably be pretty overjoyed.
You're like, oh,
with the diagnosis.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments of this show, which are coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. All you got to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We have also the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those if you like and get on the air here with us in the studio with you. It's Ian.
And I'm the walking dude.
And I'm Mark.
And we're going to go to your calls, your thoughts here. First up, Carmen is on the line in New Mexico listening to KENN. Go ahead, Carmen.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay, well, I've called in before. I love your show.
Welcome back.
I had two comments, one about New Mexico and the other about coronavirus.
Okay.
I agree and I disagree about coming to New Mexico. I've lived here all my life, and yes, it has its advantages and disadvantages, but I don't want somebody to say that they'll never come here because there's people that need jobs, and we need the tourism jobs, and it is actually quite beautiful here.
It is beautiful.
You will never see a sunset in all your life like you will when you're in New Mexico.
I did have a good time in New Mexico. One good time that was in the mountains of Rio Doso where I met Pat Garrett. Or Dan Garrett.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was Leif Garrett's dad, but he was also the great-great-great-great grandson of the guy who killed Billy the Kid or whatever.
Huh.
And he put on an Old West show or something like that for his job, and I got to meet that guy while camping. Cool.
Yeah, I actually worked with his granddaughter. Her name was Patricia, so yeah.
Small place, man. Small place.
I accidentally was driving through Lincoln, New Mexico, down to Pearl's Head Caverns, and that's where, if you see the movie Young Guns 2, it's about Lincoln, New Mexico, when they had the big war between the two people that had the mercantile shops down there, and it caused a big war and everything down there. Real exciting. But walking down the streets, you could kind of feel the ghosts of the past.
Mm. All right. So what about your thoughts on COVID?
Well, I know I'm not the brightest tool in the shed, but this is how I kind of look at it. First of all, the deaths have dropped down. And I think that, COVID probably did attack the most vulnerable first. Is that a reasonable assumption?
Seems like it, but mostly the vulnerable in New Jersey, New York, and I think it was Massachusetts.
Connecticut, yeah.
Well, you know, out here, if you look on the map of the United States, there's the four corner states, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the New Mexico northwest corner and Arizona corner there is where the Navajo Nation is. And they have a major outbreak.
Outbreak.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I had not heard that.
Yeah, it did. It hit them worse out of anybody else in the state and compared to some of those other areas. So that was kind of weird. But there's a lot of restaurants, you know, locally owned here that have closed down.
Permanently? Meaning they're out of business?
Oh, yes, they are.
Sorry to hear. Well, the economy wasn't really strong in New Mexico to begin with, from what I understand, with all the government regulations out there. So it doesn't surprise me that more restrictions pushed more people out of business. Surprise.
Well, it's kind of like we go up a little hill, and then where the economy gets good, and then these regulations step in. Now we're, like I said, in this northwest corner of New Mexico. I would call us like a triple state or a triple threat area where we have some really good energy sources, coal, natural gas, and oil. And, of course, the EPA's made them different. Each one of these industries shut down for one reason or another. And I'm not going to say we're a ghost town yet, but because of this coronavirus, guess what? We're getting pretty close.
And I believe you, Carmen. Thank you. It is a terrible situation for so many people.
Yeah, right. These politicians don't have to bear the consequences.
No, they're going to get tax money either way.
Yep.
Right. And it's and for them, it's become a game of who can crack down the most because, well, that'll make it seem like I care more.
Yep. And that's going to be a big issue coming up this November. It's going to be the politicians comparing to each other, showing how strong they are on this.
Our other caller from New Mexico tonight touched on it. Like, one state will do a thing. And if it has any kind of political success, not even success for the stated outcome of what they're trying to do, but if the constituents sort of get behind it a little bit, then all of the other states follow suit to do that thing because they're like, oh, this will boost me in the polls. Instead of doing what is correct for the people under their constituency, they do what gets them the most popularity, which is a horrible way to run any kind of society.
Let's continue here. We got, and thank you, Carmen, for the call. We've got Draco. He's on the line on our Discord server. Draco calling from Colorado. Go ahead.
Hey, okay. So the question, I don't even care about that anymore. Whose dog is that?
That is my dog. Her name is Jazzy. You're referring to our on-air.
She's the greatest studio dog.
Oh,
of all time.
That is the cutest dog ever.
It's true. I agree.
I definitely, I want Sydney to meet that dog when I get there to Keene for sure.
Cool. So what were you calling about?
Well, the main thing I was calling, I wanted to ask you guys a question, but back to the topic that you were just discussing. I've noticed also that states that have opened already are now flooding to close back up, and it seems to be an actual a concerted effort to attempt to stay closed until November to attempt to force Donald Trump to definitely lose. Now, I'm not a Trump supporter, but it definitely seems like that's what the plan is.
Now, why would that force Trump to lose if states are forcing businesses to reclose after just opening?
Because people want it to just end. They're just tired of it all. They're like, maybe if we just get rid of him, things can go back to normal.
But Trump's not ordering these lockdowns. Trump's not ordering these lockdowns. It's the individual governor.
But voters aren't rational.
Oh, right. I forget.
Right. That's my point, is voters aren't rational. So they're thinking, if I can just get rid of Trump, maybe we can get over this and go back to normal. And it's sad. I don't necessarily want Trump, but I definitely don't want Pedo Biden,
Well, I mean, Biden is not, he's certainly not against the restrictions. He's wearing a mask. He's staying home. I mean, he's doing the thing that everybody expects people to do or whatever, showing how obedient he is to all these rules. So, I mean, he's certainly not pushing back in any way.
Are the politicians appearing on television and in person wearing masks now?
I've seen photos of Biden with a mask on.
Yes, he's doing, even Trump has now.
How's he going to sniff anybody with a mask on?
I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to call in.
What was the question you had? Can you ask that?
You want me to really ask the question
here? Yeah, I mean, you said it was sort of a sex question.
As libertarians or voluntarists, whatever you are, where do you stand on people promoting the idea of giving children, prepubescent children, hormones to arrest their puberty? What is your opinion on that?
That's a very strange thing, and this is like
it's become a thing.
Is this the trans thing that some trans?
Yeah, this is. So if you're dealing with a person sort of that's genuinely trans, mm-hmm. And they begin transitioning earlier, then they can have a more successful transition.
Is the idea?
But we stopped allowing the Catholic Church that was castrating young men in the early part of the late part of the 19th century still, what they called the castrati, so that they could sing higher.
Yep.
Right? This is it was considered abhorrent, the notion that you would make a decision for a young man. And at this point, best I can tell, you are not allowed to make anywhere in the world the decision to lop your testicles off in order to be an opera singer, a castrati.
But yet people have their children, their male children's genitals mutilated on a regular basis.
Horrible.
Here in the United States.
But here's my point.
Before you get to your point, I want to answer your question, which is that I think it's weird, but if everyone is in agreement, it's none of my business. Meaning that if the mom and the dad and the child all agree that this is something they all want to do as a family together, it's not my family.
Well, I'll tell you what, the dad's opinion is never going to be taken into account. You can agree, at which point it gives more weight to the mom's decision, but if there's a separation or whatever, if she feels strongly enough, there'll be a separation. Dad won't get the child, and then his opinion doesn't matter.
So what do you think if both parents say, no, we're not okay with it, but some outside party says, you know what, that's not right, I should have had that choice here. Here's where you can go get sex hormones to the underage
individual. Yeah, I would get my child out of whatever institution that they were getting that information from.
Well, I also think, thank you, Draco, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I also think that young people should be able to emancipate themselves. So while you're under the roof of your parents, you got to follow their rules. But I think you should be able to leave if you don't want to be under their roof. And if you think you can take care of yourself on your own and go out into the world and get a job and start paying bills and start doing sex hormones, then it's your life.
If you're willing to take that risk, you think you're smart enough to survive out in the world, then go for it.
Yep. Hey, out of time for tonight.
I'll never understand this particular thing, but it's other family's business, not mine. Just don't do it to my kid.
Indeed. All right. So, see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, you can check out lcaptainkickass.com, elcaptainkickass.com. And we'll be on tomorrow, same time, same place. You can join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.